Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast on the Your Friendly Neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka the Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx. I have formally moved back into my assignment. I am back in St. Simon Stock, St. Joseph Parish in the Bronx. Thank you for all your prayers. Continue to keep me in your prayers as I continue to journey in this life of mine now as an amputee. And something in the short time I've been back really happened at this parish that struck me in a truly, how do I want to put this, meaningful way, even though that word utterly falls short of what I'm trying to grasp at here. We had on this past Saturday this catechetical forum. There was two of these in October, one in the New York City area, the other one up in the northern counties. And it's a chance for all the catechists to come together throughout the diocese and to receive a variety of different classes that may aid them in their ministry. And a variety, I know some of my Carmelite friars participate that in that event through teaching and etc. And I had the Mass here at the parish that morning. And after the Mass, a huge amount of people were remaining in the chapel, and we're going to start praying a rosary. I said, why are you guys praying the rosary today? And they said, well, a lot of us went on the trip to the forum. We couldn't go, so we wanted to pray for them and pray for the forum during this time. No one asked them to do it. They just saw that things were going on that were impacting their local community. Parishioners were going out in order to gain the necessary knowledge, experience to aid the people of the parish, particularly the young, and they wanted to do their part in supporting them, so they were going to give up their time, which is a finite commodity, mind you. We only get so much time, and they were going to give it up in order to pray for them, to raise their needs and their intentions up to the Lord God. And I was just utterly flummoxed by this. And seeing how the people also responded to our Carmelite Year Vocation, I'll be doing another podcast about that. Just to see people so willing and quickly to respond to the need of others, whether in charity of treasure or charity of time, in this case, we tend to disregard that aspect, I feel, we in sort of the broader society, people giving over their time and et cetera, and what good are prayers. And if people could just experience this community and the love that has been fostered here through people that are willing to A, go out like Martha and serve, but also B, to be like Mary and to pray for them and to be reverential and maintain that presence before the Lord and the both coming together through the liturgical worship, is just utterly humbling, particularly as a priest that's just able to stare upon the people and just bear witness to the beauty that they have and the love that they have for each other. Now, there's not much more I can say than I don't want to cheapen this experience, but how often do we hear about things in our parishes? And do we fall into always having to do something? How often do we fall into that response? I'm going to go to the parish. I'm going to sit for an hour. I'm going to pray a rosary for these people. And not just speak the words, oh, I'm going to keep you in prayer, but actually go and do it. Leave our regular space. Leave our regular routine. Go to a sacred space. Give up our time freely in an act of faith to our Lord for those that we love in our local Christian communities. This is a challenging thing. Anybody looking in on this experience that I'm trying to present to you all from the people here in my local parish, it's a chance for us to reflect, would we be willing to do something like that? Something that seems just mundane, people going to a conference to learn things, but yet knowing that we are still a community and we're going to do our part to aid them as they're giving up their time, we're going to give up our time and pray for them. And in this sacrifice together, we're going to show that we have faith, hope, and love in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A lot of things are happening. I'm happy to be back here again to be able to bear witness to such profound faith in a wonderful group of people. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing on my podcast, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to check out my website, The Frank Friar. There on my website, The Frank Friar, you can find my blog posts, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my YouTube channel, and also links to other social media platforms that I use. You can also email me through that website. All of this is on thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media, but today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com. Go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there, which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.